to the Daily Lectio Divina podcast with sacredpilgrim.com. Today's reading is part of a series on making all things new. Today we're reading 2 Corinthians 4, 16 and 17, and I'll be reading from the Message. Let's begin with a few slow, deep breaths to settle ourselves. Mindful breathing lets our bodies and minds know that we are becoming quiet and still, and allows us to begin to be attentive to the movement of the Spirit in our time together today. As I read twice through, listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you and touches your heart. Use the silence that follows to take in that word or phrase. Turn it over in your mind. Ponder it. So we're not giving up. How could we? Even though on the outside, it often looks like things are falling apart on us. On the inside, where God is making new life, not a day goes by without His unfolding grace. These hard times are small potatoes compared to the coming good times, the lavish celebration prepared for us. So we're not giving up. How could we? Even though on the outside, it often looks like things are falling apart on us. On the inside, where God is making new life, not a day goes by without His unfolding grace. These hard times are small potatoes compared to the coming good times, the lavish celebration prepared for us. As I read again, hold the word or phrase in your mind and ask where God is using it to touch your life experience right now. Maybe a memory or feeling comes up for you around the word. What does God have to say to you about it? So we're not giving up. How could we? Even though on the outside, it often looks like things are falling apart on us. On the inside, where God is making new life, not a day goes by without His unfolding grace. These hard times are small potatoes compared to the coming good times, the lavish celebration prepared for us. In this last reading, consider what response God is inviting in you through the word or phrase. It may be an action, an inner decision, or new awareness, or a spark of creative inspiration. Silently talk with God about that invitation. So we're not giving up. How could we? Even though on the outside, it often looks like things are falling apart on us. On the inside, where God is making new life, not a day goes by without His unfolding grace. These hard times are small potatoes compared to the coming good times, the lavish celebration prepared for us. As we close this time of divine reading, spend some time resting quietly in God. You might feel inspired to use a few words, but know that in this time, words are not necessary. Contemplative prayer gives us space to just be present with God. And allow God to be present with us. If you like, you can pause the recording here for the duration of your silent time before hearing the closing prayer. Or you can use the prayer to lead you into your time of silent contemplation. I also invite you to visit the Sacred Pilgrim Facebook page and share your word or phrase and what came up for you today. God, we thank you that we can trust in your grace and your care for us, even when times are hard. As we go about our day today, may we lean a little more on your grace that unfolds daily before us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.